Hello and welcome to the Bored Boreas Interview Center, where we want to hear from you. We will do a 3 to 5 minute interview with you, and the date is March 5th.
No.
Wait, what? Cinco de Mayo, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Guest, I'm going to ask your name.
Then ask her name.
Okay, what is your name?
I'm Kenzie Gross.
What is your age?
I am 18.
Where do you live?
I live in Portland, Oregon.
What are you doing to pass the time by?
I have been laying out with my sister because the weather has been super nice here. And I have been working out with my dad and my brother every day. So that's been really fun. And I've been trying to learn a new accent every day.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It's since I do acting, it's really hard to do that on your own. So, I've been trying to find ways to stay productive and like what I love to do. So lately I've been working on Irish.
Okay. Well, you know, when we ask the next question, we're going to ask you to answer it in an Irish accent. Okay.
Of course. I should have known. I shouldn't have said anything.
Well, that's great. That's awesome. And so, yeah, Kenzie is a great actress. And by the way, she's been accepted to the University of Southern California for the fall. So we're super proud and excited for her. And you're going to be in the drama theater school there, right?
Yes.
So you got to keep your chops up, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there were shows planned for the end of the school year in my high school. And so it's been really hard not to keep up my practice and being able to like stay concentrated and, you know, that part of my life. Because it's hard to do acting when it's like just one person. Like, I don't know, you can't really just like act to yourself in a mirror. That's just really weird.
Yes.
So I don't know, the acting or the accent thing has been fun to just kind of take my
That's super cool. We'll definitely want to hear some of that. And then you were on the local news. They interviewed you.
Oh, yes. So my friend's dad is an anchor for this news channel. And so he texted me and asked me and a couple of my other senior friends if we'd be willing to send in a short video describing, you know, things we've been missing in quarantine, but ways that quarantine has also really helped us or made us happy. So that was really fun to do. It felt like my TV debut.
Well, now's your podcast debut, right?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that.
Okay, next question. What have you gotten? Have you gotten anything positive out of quarantine? And if you have, what are the things that you, what positive things have you gotten out of it?
In an Irish accent.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay. You don't have to if you don't want to.
No. I got to practice. The pressure's on. Okay. Well, lately, laddies, what I've been doing is I've been eating pretty healthy, and I didn't used to do that before. I've been drinking a lot of water and spending time with my family. I usually in the school year, I wouldn't see my brother for days at a time, but now I see him all the time. Oh, that was painful.
That was awesome. Oops, I played the wrong sound. That was so good. I'm super impressed. I hit the wrong button. I meant to hit the applause, not the playoff music. That was really good.
Was I that bad?
Wasn't that impressive?
Yeah, that was good.
That was really good.
Thank you, Bradley.
Okay, next question. What is your favorite joke?
Oh, boy. See, this is one that you've probably heard before, but it makes me laugh. Sorry, there's someone power washing the house next to me.
Hey, this is the welcome to the world today.
Yeah. Sorry, it's been loud. Okay. Why was Cinderella so bad at soccer?
Why?
Because she kept running away from the ball.
That's good, actually. I don't think I've heard that one before. That's pretty good. good.
Oh, I was so nervous that you already heard that one.
No. Have you heard that before, Bradley?
No, I thought she was going to do the one that Uncle Aaron did.
Yeah, I thought she might too. Yeah, sometimes if you have had people in the same family do the same joke, but not today. That was really cute. And even got a little soccer nod in there for Bradley, the soccer player. Very
of course.
Nice. Very nice.
Okay, last question. What is your favorite quarantine snack?
Oh, my. What haven't I eaten during quarantine? I've been eating a lot of, like, fruit and Nutella. My mom has actually made me start to pay for the Nutella because I'm the sole contributor for who eats it anymore. So I have to pay for my own Nutella, but I've been eating it every day, and maybe it's not the healthiest, but it's what soothes me during this time. So
very nice. Have you had Nutella before, Bradley?
What's Nutella?
Nutella is like this chocolate. It's like the texture of peanut butter, but it's chocolate hazelnut. So it's like a spread that you can like put on stuff or like eat fruit with. It's like so fattening and just so bad for you. And also I'm lactose intolerant, so like it does not feel good at the end of the day, but it tastes so good at the time. So
man. That's me and queso. That's my weakness right now.
Brutal.
Same thing, fattening and dairy and all that stuff. So well, you gotta do what you gotta do to
so true.
Stay sane, right?
Sacrifices must be made.
Okay. Thank you for joining the board, Warriors.
Thank you, Kenzie.
Of course.